Juneau resident Walter Gregg is old enough to remember when television in Alaska was all tape delayed.
We didn't watch the moon landing live. We got it later, and not very high quality.
Gregg lives in downtown Juneau and is a regular viewer of five major network stations over the air, including NBC affiliate KATH and KTVA, a CBS affiliate from Anchorage. It's seen in the capital city via relay station KXLJ. In November, GCI announced that its subsidiary, Denali Media Holdings, would buy low-power KATH and sister station KSCT in Sitka, as well as KTVA. The stations are picked up in parts of their respective communities by television antenna for free. Now Gregg wonders if he'll eventually have to pay to watch NBC and CBS on GCI cable, as do viewers in much of outlying Juneau, where cable and satellite providers are the only way to get TV.
I had a gut reaction against what they were doing just from the standpoint of, oh my gosh, the cable company is going to own the broadcast stations too.
Gregg has written a letter to the FCC protesting GCI's purchase. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says he also will weigh in. He's been hearing from constituents on the issue and shares their concerns.
You know, it worries me that you're going to be required to subscribe to cable to get over-the-air television.
GCI has not stated its intention for the stations, except to become, quote, a news and entertainment leader unparalleled in Alaska. That also worries Alaska's commercial television licensees, who will compete over the air and on cable. GCI claims to pass 80% of Alaska households and has the corner on the cable television market. It has 70% share of the consumer broadband market.
GCI is really a monopoly in cable TV and broadband in this state, and very strong in wireless.
Andrew McLeod is president and general manager of KTUU in Anchorage, an NBC affiliate. KTUU and four other owners of television stations in Ketchikan, Sitka, Juneau, Anchorage, and Fairbanks have submitted a petition to deny to the FCC. Anchorage station KYES has filed a separate petition. McLeod says the broadcasters welcome competition, but doubts a distribution company as large as GCI would compete fairly.
When you mix distribution and content, we want to make sure there's a level playing field because distributors can squeeze out content providers like us who provide news and entertainment via their strength in distribution.
GCI is leasing space in the Anchorage Daily News building for a news department. The company has hired former KTUU news director John Tracy to help create a news division. Tracy is now co-owner of advertising agency Bradley Reed & Associates. GCI spokesman David Morris says the company's entry into the broadcast market will increase competition.
It's our goal to create a premier news and information company. We plan to roll out high definition, and we think that's what consumers want. And to the extent that that stimulates other broadcasters to become more competitive, we think that's a good thing.
The broadcaster's petition to deny compares GCI's application to Comcast's 2011 acquisition of NBC Universal. Comcast was already one of the nation's largest communications companies, and the FCC required a number of conditions limiting competition between cable and broadcast television. KTUU's McLeod calls the conditions safety guides.
So that a strong distribution company like Comcast couldn't operate a content company and disadvantage all the other content companies.
Angela Campbell is a communications attorney and professor at Georgetown University Law School in Washington, D.C. Over the years, she has filed numerous challenges to applications before the Federal Communications Commission. Campbell believes the Comcast-NBC case does set precedent, but in all cases before the FCC...
The question really is this in the public interest?
While broadcasters argue GCI's television station takeover would put too much power in the hands of one company, GCI's qualification to assume the licenses is not challenged. And the FCC has thrown out a previous rule that prohibited ownership of a cable and television station in the same market.
This is a much harder case for the challengers to win because they don't have a specific rule to help them.
Campbell says concerns the stations would no longer operate over the air, but only on cable, is real, considering the FCC's push to free up space in the broadcast airwaves.
They're basically trying to get television broadcasters to be willing to give up their spectrum in exchange for money and give spectrum back to the FCC, and then the FCC is going to auction that to wireless.
But the value of spectrum in the tiny television market of Juno would probably be low. At this point, commercial stations and viewers' concerns are speculation, because GCI has not publicly announced details of its expansion. Campbell says the current FCC looks more favorably on the cable industry than have past commissions and is very interested in expanding broadband, which GCI has been steadily doing throughout the state. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.